Patience. That is one thing you need to become a U.S. citizen. Just ask Shom Nimol, lead singer of the L.A.-based band Dengue Fever.
Dreams come true. That's how I'm waiting for 14 years. I was crying when they say, so proud you become a new citizen.
That's right. Nimol waited 14 years to become a citizen. It's a day she thought might never happen. But it did, last October. The ceremony took place at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Nimol and over 3,000 others were sworn in. And now that she's a citizen and the proud owner of a blue U.S. passport, touring with Dengue Fever just got a lot easier. Nimol says before, it was complicated.
When we traveling in, with the band, so those guys, they have blue passport. I have my Cambodian passport. It's hard to traveling together. And sometimes I go different line to come back to L.A. But, you know, when I got citizen, we just sold in Japan and Hong Kong in about a couple months ago. That's the first tour, the first blue passport when I did out the country.
Yeah, what was that like? So you get to Japan and you've got a blue passport now, just like the rest of the members of Dengue Fever. What was it like What was it like going through passport control with the rest of the band?
That's so easy. They don't asking me too many questions. So just like, welcome back home. That's it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What about the test? You know, you got to take this test, the citizenship exam. What was the hardest question for you on it?
About this war, World War One or World War Two, you know?
History questions, always tough to get the years and all that stuff straight.
Yes.
You know, when you first started with Dengue Fever, a lot of your music was connected to your Cambodian identity. Now you're an American. Do you think citizenship will change the sound of your music at all?
I don't know, but we still do our own style. The new album came out is something new for us.
The new album, The Deepest Lake, is certainly a step away from that psychedelic Cambodian rock and roll that you guys are so identified with. But it's still there. You still feel it.
Yeah, we worked very hard for the last album, the new album, actually.
Congratulations. Well, you've been working hard on the album and working hard on becoming an American citizen.
Yes.
Congratulations on your citizenship.
Thank you so much.
And we'll close today with a track from Dengue Fever's new album, The Deepest Lake. Here's a tune, Toke, from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.
Is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported by the PRI Global Reporting Fund, providing in-depth reporting on a diverse array of important topics, including global health. Donors include Marguerite Steed Hoffman and Blythe Brendan Mann Foundation. The PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include Peter Berge and Debbie Sitt, and Cindy and Howard Rachofsky. The WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can. And by the PRI Trust for Innovation, which enables informed risk-taking in the creation of new content for public radio. Donors include the Tagney-Jones Family Fund and the Rose Family Fund.
PRI, Public Radio International.